Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jim Colony of 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Jim, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, Bill. How are you? I feel pressure now that you're like the top show in Wisconsin. I mean, I don't know if I can stand the heat. I'll try to do the best I can.
We are a very mild-mannered kitchen in here that spills a lot of beer into our pots, so we're good.
Okay, that sounds like my kind of place.
There you go. Hey, so let me ask you this. When it comes to the Steelers and what's going on with Antonio Brown, where did things go so horribly wrong?
I have no idea. You know, we've talked about this for quite a while. And you know, I'm trying to think, you know, stuff over the years there, if there were signs of all this stuff. And really what we always talked about was that okay, he does these things. And the word that we always would use for him was, but it's harmless. And you would read about disruptive players on other teams, and they would do stuff that was harmful, whether it was, you know, disrupting the team or whether it was getting on the police blotter. And, you know, AB would do these little things like, you know, he'd show up with a chauffeur-driven Bentley to training camp. He'd bring his own video guy to training camp. But I think all this stuff just kind of added up. And basically what happened is, you know, every time I'm going to use the word enabled, every time that whether you want to blame Mike Tomlin, Kevin Colbert, ownership, Art Rooney, right, that every time they enabled him to do one thing, then he'd do that. And then he'd say, oh, you know what? I want to do this. And I just don't think that for a guy that has worked as hard as he has to get where he is, for him to all of a sudden turn into just a selfish diva. To me, it's puzzling. It really is. I thought that he would be above that. You know, I remember when he was drafted back in 2010. He came in the same year as Emmanuel Sanders, and Emmanuel Sanders has gone on to have a pretty good career. But he went on to do it in Denver because AB ended up beating him out. Those two guys, Mike Tomlin famously said when they were rookies, and they were, you know, it was two dogs and one bone. So he had to fight to get where he was. I remember doing a fun interview. Mike Wallace was here, too. There were signs that Wallace would turn into a selfish player, which he did. And it was the Young Money family. And we joked about how Hines Ward was old money and Ben Roethlisberger was big money. And I think Sanders, I believe, he was young money. Mike Wallace was fast money because he was really fast. And then Antonio Brown, I said, who are you? He goes, I'm Turk. Turk is a rapper who, he goes, what do you mean? He goes, well, I'm locked up. And he goes, as soon as I get out, it's on. And damned if he wasn't right. Later on that year, he made a great catch in a playoff game. He actually took the opening kickoff in the Super Bowl. Anyway, and then all of a sudden he became the best receiver in the NFL. And this was all through hard work and dedication. And then all of a sudden, all of this stuff just went to his head, not completely at once, but the end of the season, it just completely blew up. And then it got to the point right now of no return. It's unbelievable. And those of us that have covered him can't quite believe it.
I know one of the Rooneys was quoted as saying, we don't know what happened to him in the last year. Is it, and you hate to ask it, but with, you know, chucking furniture off the balcony off of his apartment in Miami, driving 100 plus miles an hour in Pittsburgh, deciding I don't need to show up to court and basically losing that court battle because he just decided not to show. Could there be a mental health issue here?
We've talked about it. I mean, that is a fair point. And to even bring that up now, it's not the stigma that it was, I don't know, and maybe even just, I don't know, what, a half dozen years ago. I think people are accepting that in some instances that they're genuine, you know, there are genuine, you know, illnesses here, that we still don't quite understand. But you know, there's a lot of stuff here. You know, psychological, sociological. He has, I believe it's five or six kids with three different women. And you know, he talks about the pressures of being a father and stuff. Well, I mean, you kind of made right. you kind of made your own. It's, you know, he famously said, basically, without getting into the exact word verbiage he used in GQ, it was basically, if he has a chance to be with a woman, he's with a woman. He put it differently. Mm-hmm. And that he has a hard time not doing it when it's available. Let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's evidence of that. You know, the other stuff, you know, I really noticed it in training camp, though, this year. It started almost a year ago during the voluntary workouts and all that stuff. When I don't know why Ben Roethlisberger did this either, but Ben had scheduled a family vacation, so he just took off. So he was not there for the voluntary workouts. AB was. When Ben left, AB left and went back to Florida and posted stuff on social media of him working out with a personal trainer down in Miami instead of being with his teammates. So he was doing the work, but he wasn't with his teammates because basically if Ben isn't doing it, I'm not doing it. And then in training camp, he disappeared. Same deal, went back to Florida, worked out with a guy, put it on social media. And you know, he fired his chef. He's got a new one now. You know, just to be pop psychologist here, is that he surrounded himself with people, which guys often do if they can, you know, you want a support group. I don't think anybody's ever said no to him. I really don't. Nobody has taken him. Even Drew Rosenhaus, who I believe, you know, he's a respected agent. And maybe he's tried. I don't know. We haven't talked to him. And it's like, who's saying no to him? And nobody, and then it just all of a sudden, it just got completely out of control. And for what to happen in that last week of the season, and now we're allowed to watch practice, but this little blow up that occurred during a morning walkthrough, and we're not there for those. And so I honestly can't tell you firsthand what happened. Some people say it's exaggerated. Other people say it isn't. Some people think it's an AB Ben thing. Like Ben can do this stuff, and if he can do it, I want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, the juju jealousy. I don't know. You know why? I mean, shouldn't he? He's 31 years old. Or he's over 30 anyway. He's 31 yet. But anyway, it's like, at some point, don't you realize, okay, Juju Smith-Schuster's a sensation and he's doing really well. Don't you realize that one of the reasons that Juju is as good as he is and as prolific as he is because of guys that are double and triple teaming him?
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't, you would think at some point you'd figure it out. And it's almost as if he's like a, what was that, Benjamin Button thing, where it was like a reverse aging process.
Right.
It's almost like a reverse maturation process, where as every year goes by, the more immature he gets. And, you know, so all this stuff, like, and it's all me, 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 and this, you know, social media, he's still doing it now. And, you know, even yesterday, what did he post? He goes, something, don't tolerate, celebrate, or something, I don't know, whatever it is. Every time he posts something on social media, we have to turn into Sigmund Freud to try to figure out what he's talking about.
Right.
And then even to demand a trade, okay, fine, that's happened before, talking about like, oh, I'm going to decide, where do you want me to play, and puts that out there. It's like, he's under contract to the Steelers for 3 more years. And so maybe you can help me on this one, because we were talking about this the other day. You know, so where do you want him to show up? Hey, the Packers could use a receiver. Wouldn't it be great to have the best receiver in the league with Aaron Rodgers? You want him? Does Aaron Rodgers want him?
Would he even be happy alongside Devontae Adams?
No, I don't know what would make him happy, and the Steelers have never, they've basically given him everything that they've given him everything that he wanted, as much freedom as he could get with any team in the league, and I think, you know, okay, his numbers fell off a little bit this year. He still led the league in touchdown receptions, and he didn't even play the last game of the year. You know, that's another thing too, is that the Steelers were in a position, you know, they screwed up so many games this year that they should have won. It was ridiculous. And then actually the last game in which he played was the New Orleans game, which the Steelers should have won. They got screwed by the officials in that one. And they hurt themselves by not making plays when they could have. AB was not the problem. He's catching touchdowns. He's having, you know, one of his best games, maybe the best game of the year statistically. Wasn't on him that they lost. It was because of other people. But they still had an outside chance to get into the playoffs, and they nearly did with the Ravens and Browns game. That you know, Cleveland almost won that game, and he just blows it off. He quit on his teammates, and who would, you know, who would want him? And yet players, by their reaction, they seem blinded by skill. he's still the in my mind anyway, he's still the best in the league in terms of his talent and his skill. As far as an all around receiver right now with all this other crap, he's not. But players look at that and they say, man, this guy's the best in the league. He's the best there is in the world at what he does right now. And so players are kind of blinded by that, and you'll see that he gets some support from them. And yet, I don't know, once you have to deal with him on a regular basis, I'm not sure. And I've always really liked him. You know, I've always had a decent relationship with him. You know, I haven't been able to get a hold of him, but, I mean, I'm not alone in that regard. He hasn't called anybody else back.
Right.
So, you know, I didn't expect anything. But it's really a weird deal because I've always really liked him. I've always thought, you know, this is a great kid. I remember him in training camp again, going back with him and Sanders and some down-the-liners that had an awful practice one day. And they're just sitting around talking to themselves, commiserating, and basically their own little emotional support group in like week two of training camp. And then the next day they showed up and just worked harder. And that's what he always was. He always worked harder than everybody else. And now I'm not so sure that he is working harder than anybody else anymore.
Interesting. Is Mike Tomlin, I mean, is he under a lot of fire right now because of all of this?
Yeah.
And what went on with the Le'Veon Bell situation?
Well, the Le'Veon Bell situation is different. You know, the Steelers were, I do believe that this year anyway, they were blindsided by this. You know, last year, and just, Bell's never going to get back the money that he gave up this year, by the way. You know,
I agree.
He's sadly mistaken if he thinks he's going to be paid the money that he thought he was going to a couple years ago. You know, I also think the Steelers need to rethink their policy of not giving, quote-unquote, guaranteed money to other players other than quarterbacks. Because the other teams are doing that, and the Steelers, I believe, need to keep up. And I don't think it would be that much of a risk. And yet he still turned down some makeable millions. The money, the franchise tag at $14.5 million. But anyway, so that's not on Tomlin. I don't think he has anything. In fact, I know he doesn't have anything to do with that, what happened there. That was just a complete cluster. You know, the AB stuff, yes. Because, you know, Tomlin's words were, basically, and the thinking is that you're going to give a guy, if he's got that much skill and that much talent and he's helping you win games, that you give him a longer leash, and then until he becomes a problem. And man, he became a problem really quickly, a lot more quickly than anybody anticipated. And so then that's, you know, that's on the coach. And hey, look, he gave guys, you know, everybody longs for the days of well, Joey Porter as a player. You know, you go back to Brett Kiesel and Aaron Smith and James Ferrier and Larry Foote, Casey Hampton, all these guys. Well, there are situations where those guys would get a longer leash too when it came to a couple of things. But those guys earned it and they lived up to it and they didn't screw up and they didn't hurt their team. They were great teammates. This is Jerome Bettis would be the ultimate example there. And these guys, you know, they didn't, and Antonio Brown's hurting the team. And the other thing to keep in mind is that his rookie year, they went to the Super Bowl. They haven't been back. Now, like I said, it's not his fault. I mean, he's been the best player on the team most years recently. But they haven't, you know, they haven't won it with him.
Right.
So if he goes someplace else, can they win it without him? And it's just that, and I apologize for going on and on.
No, it's
here,
okay.
It's like the more this stuff happens, and the more he speaks up and the more he does stuff, that he's hurting, he's really killing the Steelers because his trade value, you know, you look at Oakland gets a first round draft pick for Amari Cooper.
Right.
Amari Cooper is a good receiver, but he's not half of what Antonio Brown is in terms of talent. And yet, you know, some personnel people told, you know, Ed Bouchette of the Post-Gazette, he works for us as well. He's down at the Super Bowl, and he's talking to an ex-personnel guy who says, I don't know if they can get a sixth-round pick for him, maybe a fourth. I mean,
wow.
You've got to be kidding me.
I think they can get more for him than that. We were sitting here waxing what would it take to get him. That's if the Packers would make a move. And we're thinking, do you trade, like, last year's, you know, wide receiver pick in Jamon Moore? Do you get a second-rounder? Packers have two first. I mean, the guy's got mad ball skills. He's just mad.
Yeah, and mad in a couple, you know, and mad in more ways than one.
Right.
And if he were to go to Green Bay, at least he goes to another Hall of Fame quarterback. But you know, the Steelers, I mean, in terms of trading him, if another team wants him, they can trade him to anybody they want. And so if somehow, you know, we were talking today, like, what would be the funnest thing. Well, the best scenario from business, you know how it is in our business, right? We want the best story.
Right.
Okay, if he ends up in Cleveland, Cincinnati, or Baltimore, now that would be really good. But I don't think that's going to happen. Now, if he ends up in Buffalo, unproven quarterback, bad team, okay, good luck to you, AB. Let's see how good you really are. But I don't know that a team like Buffalo, if you're trying to build a franchise, I think he'd be, even as good as he is, I think he'd be the last person that you'd want to, that you'd want to try, use to build a team around, to be one of your cornerstones. And, so I have no idea how this is going to end up. And there still remains the possibility that the Steelers, the offers coming back, like I mentioned, a sixth round pick, if they're so bad, that the Steelers decide, you know what, we're just going to hang on to him. Then what's going to happen? They could still hang on to Le'Veon Bell, mm-hmm. if they wanted to. They need to get rid of these guys. The Bell thing, I think, will take care of itself. AB, I don't know what's going to happen. I really don't. It's just bizarre. Yeah. In the court case you mentioned, him not showing up for that, to me, that's not that big of a deal. It's a summary offense. So he sends an attorney in his spot. So to me, that's not that big of a deal. Mm-hmm. And for anything else, he wasn't driving around Pittsburgh, at least, to come back for the hearing. So that's a plus. I don't count that against him at all.
Right.
But the timing of that was all, and then his hashtag new demands, time to move on. Thank you, Steeler Nation. It's unbelievable. But I hope he goes to a training camp near us so I can drive and cover him.
Yeah, because it'll be a circus, no doubt. Great stuff as always, Jim. Pleasure talking to you. We appreciate your time, pal, okay?
Okay, sorry to take so much of your time.
No, it's you can understand. Yeah, you can understand if you're any resemblance of Pittsburgh Steeler fans out there, you can understand the frustration of what's going on and just not being able to figure it out.
I don't want to say it's a sad situation, but it's bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
You use the word circus, and Art Rooney didn't want to hear it, but it is.
Yep,
it really is.
Good stuff, buddy. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, take care.
There you go. Jim Colony from 93.7 The Fan down in Pittsburgh. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.